We continue our learning Le'ili Nishmas, David ben Menachem, Shem Chaim Yaakov, and Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Pesachim Perek Yud, Mishnah Zayin. After we finish the Haggadah, we make the bracha on the second cup of wine, then we wash our hands, we have the matzah and the morah, and we have our meal. And now it's time for Birkas HaMazon. Mazgulo Koshlishi, says the Mishnah. At the end of the Suda, we pour or dilute, literally, the third cup of wine, and Mevarech HaMazono, and we have the Birkas HaMazon on that third cup of wine. Revi, on the fourth cup of wine, we pour that, and Gomer Olevas HaHalel, we complete the Hallel. What do you mean complete? Well, we had started the Hallel. Start the Hallel at the end of Magid, the first paragraph according to Beis Shammai, the first two paragraphs according to Beis Hillel. So now we conclude the Hallel with on the fourth cup of wine. The Omer Alav, Birchas Hashir. Not only that, we also say on that fourth cup of wine what's known as Birchas Hashir. The Gemara has a Machlokes Amoraim, what Birchas Hashir refers to. Some say it's part of Hallel. It's the Yahalelucha Hashem Elokeinu Kol Maasecha, which is the paragraph that we use to conclude the Hallel, which concludes with the bracha of Melech Mulah Batish Bachos. That's why it's called Birchas Hashir. It's a bracha of Shevach, of Yahalelucha Batish Bachos. So that's why we call it Birchas Hashir. And others say, no, Birchas Hashir is Nishmas, what we say on a Shabbos or Yontif morning. Why is that called Birchas Hashir? Because on Shabbos and Yontif, we say that after Psukei Dezimra. So Shir is, Psukei Dezimra are the songs. This is the song that concludes, that's the culmination of the morning praises to the Ribono Shel Olam. And we end with Nishmas, and it goes straight into Yishtabach. And also concludes with Shevach to the Ribono Shel Olam. So that's also a possibility of Birchas Hashir. And we do both. We are, our minog is to have, is to fulfill both possibilities of Birchas Hashiras, and therefore we have Yahalelucha, of course, and we say Nishmas at the Seir as well. There's a Brisa in the Gemara that says we should also say what's known as Halal Hagadol, Hoyu Lashem Kitov, that long paragraph, which we say as well. That's also part of our full Halal at the Seder. Then the Mishnah says, Bein Kod HaKosos Halalu Imrotze Lishtos Yishte. If you want to drink extra wine between the first two cups and the last two cups, that's perfectly acceptable, because though between the first two cups and the last two cups is your meal. That's Shulchan Aruch. And during that time, we assume that wine in the middle of the meal is not meshaker, doesn't cause a person to become intoxicated. So we're not afraid that you won't be able to finish the Seder and say Hallel properly and a bench properly. So therefore, that's acceptable. That's fine. But Bein Shlishi L'Ravi Lo Yishteh. But to drink between the third and the fourth cup, that's not allowed. We're afraid you're going to not finish the Seder. You're going to become drunk. So therefore, we should not have wine between the third and the fourth cup. And the Rashbam says, you see from here that we're only speaking about between the third and the fourth cup, that's problematic, and therefore to drink between the first and the second cup seems to be acceptable. Perek Yud, Mishnah Ches, Ve'ein Maftirin Achar HaPesach Afikoman. We should not have Afikoman, which is a Greek word which refers to dessert, different sweet foods that we may have for dessert. So after the Korban Pesach, the end of the Suda, which we know is eaten al Hasova, after that we don't have anything else for dessert. According to Gemara says, well, afikoman also, you can make it into an Aramaic phrase. Afiku man. Afiku means to take out. Mana means a portion of food, which means we don't take ein maftirin. We should not have afiku man. We should not be taking out any portions of food after the Korban Pesach. And that may be another way to interpret ein maftirin achara Pesach afikoman. Now, why are we not permitted to do so? So there is, we assume that first of all, we're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach al Hasova. So we want to eat it kiderech melachim, the way melachim normally do. Melachim don't sit down, they're not hungry. So we want to eat the Korban Pesach when we are somewhat full, as we've mentioned several times. And in order to ensure that that's going to happen, we want to make sure that you're not going to eat anything afterwards. This should be the last food that you eat. We also want to avoid people breaking the bones. So this way you will be full. So if I know the Korban Pesach is the last food I'm eating, That way I know I'll be full when I do that, and that should be the last thing. And we tell you that we make we ensure that you don't eat anything afterwards, so we know that's going to be the last thing that you have. You're going to make sure not to be so hungry before you eat that little kezias of Korban Pesach. So, according to some, you'll look like a melech. According to others, this way you won't break bones. Maybe those two are related one to the other. And finally, the opinion that says, no, I want to have the taste of the Korban Pesach in my mouth. Whether or not that should apply nowadays, when I don't have a Korban Pesach at all, and I'm eating matzah as the afikoman, so we can understand if it's based on a taste. So, okay, you want a taste of the matzah in your mouth, that you want the taste of the Korban Pesach in your mouth. But to be like a melech, or not to break a bone, obviously it's not applicable. But as a zecher lemikdash, we nonetheless also ein maftir achar hamatzah afikoman. We don't have dessert after the matzah that we eat. We call the matzah the afikoman. It's really that I shouldn't have anything after that matzah, after the afikoman. I shouldn't have any afikoman after I eat the afikoman. Then the Mishnah says yashnu miktsasan yochelu, talking about when we had a Korban Pesach, if members of the Chabura, let's say they fell asleep after they started eating the Korban Pesach, says the Mishnah Yochelu. They're able to, since it's Yashnu Miktsasan, only part of the Chabura, a few members of the Chabura fell asleep. So then Yochelu, when they wake up, they're allowed to continue eating because there are other members of the Chabura that were not Mesiach Das, that were not inattentive during that time. But Kulon, if they all fell asleep, Lo Yochelu, they're not allowed to eat. They were all Mesiach Das, then it's as if they're starting after they wake up again to eat the Korban Pesach b'makom acher, in another place. We know you're not allowed to eat Korban Pesach according to Rabbi Yehuda, as we learn in the 7th Perek, b'shnei mekomos, in two places, and therefore they're not permitted to continue eating. Rabbi Yossi Omer, nisnamnu yochelu. So we're going to explain Rabbi Yossi. The first way is that Rabbi Yossi is coming to be strict, and he says like this, only if nisnamnu, only if part of the group dozed off, not if they fell asleep completely. If they're dozing, so then Yochelu, then when they wake up, since there are others, A, they only dozed off, and number two, there are members who didn't doze off at all, they're permitted to continue eating when they wake up. But if they completely fell asleep, even if it's a few of the members of the group, when they wake up, they cannot continue eating. That's considered a Hesach Hadas. What's the difference between this Namnu and Yashnu? What's the difference between that dozing off and actually sleeping? So we assume that when we call someone, he's able to respond, so he's just dozing off. If he's sleeping, he won't even respond. But if you ask him a question that needs a little bit of thinking, he is unable to answer that kind of question. That's nisnamnu. Yashnu, he's not going to respond at all. But then the Mishnah says, nirdamu, lo yochelu. If nirdamu means yashnu, means they completely fell asleep, tar dema, when they wake up, so then they would not be able to eat, even though it's only part of the group. And others say Rabbi Yossi does not come to be Machmer, he comes to be Mekel. The Chiddush here is that he would allow even the entire group to continue eating after they woke up if they only dozed off. So that's what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is. If they all fell asleep, then they're not allowed to. But if they all just dozed off, even though it's the whole group, Rabbi Yossi says they would be able to eat. And there's Bachokas Rishonim as to whether Rabbi Yossi is being Machmir or he's being Maker.